This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations Human Rights Office said Monday it was deeply troubled by the arrest of Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny and called for the Russian opposition leader's, quote, immediate release and for his due process rights to be respected in line with the rule of law, end quote. Meanwhile, a Navalny spokesperson said Monday his hearing was underway in the town near Moscow after Navalny's detention at a Moscow airport late Sunday after 5 months treatment in Germany for poisoning with a Soviet-era military-grade nerve agent. The spokesperson said Navalny has called his hearing, quote, the highest degree of lawlessness. Germany's Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said Monday the Kremlin critics should be released immediately. Defense officials say they're worried about an insider attack or another threat from service members involved in securing U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The FBI to vet all of the 25,000 National Guard troops coming into Washington for the event. This comes on top of the routine military reviews of service members for extremist connections. It underscores fears that some of the very people assigned to protect the city over the next days could present a threat to the incoming president and other VIPs in attendance. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press, officials are conscious of the potential threat and warn commanders to be on the lookout for any problems within their ranks. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. The political party of Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine said Sunday it would challenge his loss in the recent presidential election. A representative of Wine's National Unity Party told reporters Sunday the party has evidence of, quote, ballot stuffing and other forms of election malpractice, end quote. He said they're going to, quote, take all measures that the law permits to challenge, end quote, the election. The party held a news conference Sunday, a day after Uganda's election commission declared President Yoweri Museveni the winner of the 2021 general elections. Since seizing control of Uganda in 1986, Museveni has ruled Uganda continuously. The 76-year-old has dismissed claims of voting fraud in the recent election against Wine, a 38-year-old singer turned lawmaker. Sunday's announcement from the opposition party came as Reuters reported two people were confirmed dead in protests since the election result. Both the U.S. and Britain expressed concern over the validity of the election results, noting the internet blackout throughout Uganda since before the election. At least 12 miners, gold miners, trapped hundreds of meters underground in China for more than a week, have sent up a note of warning. They are injured, surrounded by water, and urgently need medicine. 22 workers were trapped more than 600 meters from the mine's entrance after a blast 8 days ago in the eastern Shandong province. After days without any signs of life, rescuers heard knocking sounds Sunday afternoon as they drilled through the mine's shaft. A note was sent up on a line from the depths below saying at least a dozen of the miners are still alive, but they urgently needed help as their health deteriorates. Indonesian rescue teams have pulled more bodies from the rubble of residential and commercial buildings toppled by a strong earthquake that hit Sulawesi Island last week, killing at least 78 people, authorities said Sunday. More than 800 people have been injured, thousands of others left homeless. The 6.2 magnitude earthquake, with an epicenter 36 kilometers south of West Sulawesi Province, struck around 2 a.m. Friday, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Rescue teams, aided by heavy equipment, have worked around the clock searching for survivors in the hardest-hit city and a neighboring province. Israeli authorities Sunday advanced plans to build an additional 780 homes in West Bank settlements, an anti-settlement monitoring group said, in a last-minute surge of approvals before the friendly Trump administration leaves office later this week. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. VOA News.